tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Aaron, open your mind. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
The revolution will be podcasted. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to a very special episode of Tinfoil Hat. You know who I am. You know what I'm here to do. Join me as always is XG and the place to be. How are you, XG?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. This is a very special holiday episode. It is, what is that? What's the holiday?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. So this is a special Memorial Day. We have some very special guests on the show. And I'm excited. Everyone's been asking for an episode like this, so we are giving it to you because we are a podcast for the people. For the people. You know, Wu-Tang's for the children. We're for the people. Okay? A lot of amazing things are going on. We're very proud to announce that me, this guy, Eddie Bravo, my pack of Mexican assassins, we are going to Texas, and we are doing a live show in Texas. Two shows. We have one show on the 15th that will be in Plano, the 14th at Plano, Texas, okay? You can go get those tickets. We're at Hyenas Comedy Nightclub in Plano, Texas. Last time I was there, we rocked it out. And then the following night, we are in Houston, and we are at The Secret Group. If you go to samtribute.com, you can grab all those tickets. And then at the end of the month in June, myself, my good friend XG, he will be in the place to be. And we will be being joined by our good friend Tin Dillon of the show, two-time returning champion. He will be joining us for our show at that festival in Brooklyn. So come join us out there. It's going to be a wonderful time, and it's one of the most fun you'll ever have. This show is brought to you by our good friends at BetDSI. BetDSI for all your betting needs. Go to BetDSI. Use the promo code HAT100, and you will anything you deposit up to $500, they will match. And this is the time. The final NBA finals are coming. We have golf is on fire, boxing's on fire, MMA's on fire, baseball's starting to heat up, even though Aaron's team isn't very good. We're still working hard, okay? Dodgers are crushing it. Cody Bellinger, my girlfriend would cheat on me with Cody Bellinger. She tells that to my face that if she had a shot at the title, she would take it and leave with my dog. But I still love the Dodgers, so thank you for all that. And that is it. Help our good friends at BetDSI do it and make dreams come true. So that's the business. Oh, no. We got T-shirts going there. New T-shirts up. The new Ronin shirt is up. You go to tinfoilhattshirts.com, and you will be able to get. We got the Samurai with Tinfoil Hat Ninja shirt just is up, the Ronin shirt, and a whole lot of variety for you. It's a great way to support the show. And then on top of that, the Patreon is on fire tomorrow night. This show is already past that. So you can go every Wednesday night to the Comedy Store at 9 p.m. and you can join us for Conspiracies Now. That is my public access show. Please stop telling me the show's quality is down. That's the purpose of the show. It is meant to be the worst public access show ever with the best information. So please join us. We have Brian Holtzman, and we got a great show. Every week is a new and fun festive crowd. So that's the business. XG, do you have anything you got to push?
No, not yet.
Nothing.
Just open mics, pretty much.
You're crushing it.
I'm going a couple.
You're doing the thing.
Yeah.
This guy is the greatest comic of all time. He's done nine shows and got standing O's in all of them. And that's the business. We have some very special guests joining us, both in studio and over the power of Skype. On the phone is a very important person. We've had some quality conversations over the phone. She doesn't just talk to talk. She walks the walk. She is very much into. If you're in the truth community, you've heard her name. Please welcome, hopefully the first time of many times on the show, Sophia Smallstorm. Sorry about that. Thank you, Sophia. How are you?
I'm fine, and I've renamed you. You're not Sam any longer. You're Ham.
Ham. I'm gonna take that. I'm going to ask, why am I ham? Is there a particular reason?
I think that relates to comedy. Someone is a ham.
I like it. I like it, Sophia. Thank you very much. And in studio, she's a friend of mine. We finally got to meet in person, okay? We've been corresponding for a while, and she came out just for the show. She's a big fan of the show, and she is also in the truth community. Please welcome Katrina Franchina.
You were so close. So close.
Why did God give me this brain where I can't get anybody's name right? It upsets me.
Not many people can pronounce it right.
I cannot wait till the highlight reel of me butchering people's name come out. It will go for days. It will be the longest reel ever. Katrina, how are you? Thank you for coming on the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You want to talk 5G, and you were nice enough to find Sophia for us, yep. And you made that connection, and we're very happy that both of you are on the show. It means a lot to us that you'd spend any time with us, so we appreciate that. You have come bearing gifts.
Definitely. Okay, yes. So your favorite color is blue. Ooh. I brought you this Organite pyramid.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay, and Organite. Then, please tell us what Organite is.
Okay, basically, the easiest way to describe it is it's compiled of different crystals, different components.
Oh, what? Oh, you got to get out of the mud.
Okay, sorry. It's comprised of different components, being crystals, and it basically neutralizes frequencies, like negative frequencies, and expels negative ions out into the air.
I like it.
Because lots of positive ions are.
Yes, I feel it already. I feel the power.
Yeah, so they're, it's lots of really good energy.
Ooh.
And so I brought three
you make
for
them?
You. Yeah, I make this. This is what I do for a living. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I make these. Yep. So, okay. So I made yours extra blue, Sam.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do is you're going to put these just around your home.
Yes.
Like one on your Wi-Fi router. Keep one in I would keep the pyramid in your bedroom.
Yeah.
It'll help you sleep too.
Perfect. And I need that.
Yep. And I also made you a necklace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Boom. Look at this.
Yeah.
I shall put this on. So you make these things for people. Can you please tell them where they could go
find this? So you can find information on my Instagram, Katrina Franchina, at Katrina Franchina, or my crystal page. It's or my crystal Etsy shop. It's Cat's Crystal Shop, crystal with a K, cat with a K. And you can find all of my organites on there. I also brought you guys each a keychain.
Look at that.
These three are for you.
Look at that. She comes bearing gifts. Thank you.
I had to.
You are now the number one guest on the show.
You got to keep on your laptop. Like, you can Velcro it to the back of your laptop.
Done.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to do it. We are in. Oh, did I just break it?
No.
We'll
you're good.
Out. We'll
figure it out.
Sophia, thank you for the gifts. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
You. Sophia, can you tell us a little bit about your website and your newsletter? Because I read your newsletter, Avatar Update, Personal Options of Sophia, Smallstorm. Can you tell us a little bit about your website and your updates?
My principal website is my store, Avatar, like the movie, AVATAR, products.com. And that's where I share with listeners and anyone else the things that I've discovered that really help you in terms of your biology. I call them bioremediation products. I do have cell phone shielding cases. I truly believe in only the barrier method, kind of like the condom, for any kind of protection. against radio frequencies. You cannot use things on your computer that stick on. They are not going to be a barrier. They may emit negative ions and make you feel a little better, but quite honestly, the barrier method or distance from the source of a frequency mm-hmm. is the only thing that's going to protect you and stop that radiation from messing up your cells.
All right, all right.
We'll be discussing this in the show because I think you're interested in it, this whole subject of electricity. Right.
Right.
So the issue you read of the Avatar update, that's my personal newsletter, and it contains my personal opinions, not options, as you mangled that a little bit.
Okay. All right. Man, Sam's doing detention today. For sure. Ham is on fire. Would you say Ham's on fire today, Sophia?
Ham is cooking.
Go on. I'm going to take my knockings and keep on rocking.
That's good. So the Avatar update started, almost 10 years ago, and somebody was really, really begging me to write a newsletter. She had one going, and it was very popular. And she said, the chattier you make it, the more people will like it. And so I started to chat on paper. It's 6 pages, single-spaced, and it really does contain some serious stuff. It is a record, you could say, of my ruminations and discoveries on a certain topic or two, or sometimes more than two. And these are newsletters that go by snail mail. People are kind of amazed that anybody would use snail mail today. But I have to say that all my subscribers, and it is by subscription, minimum donation of $50 to Sophia Smallstorm by check or money order, my subscribers like to get it by snail mail. They keep it in a binder, and I have people who've stayed with me since 2010, and I don't know how many of these I've written. I really haven't really counted, but it's many, many. Every month, the pressure is on me to sit down and bang one of these out. So the last one that you read was about electricity, and I found out some shocking things about the history of electricity as it relates to the rate of disease in our world.
That's so interesting. Now, when you say snail mail, you are talking about traditional mail, right? It is that you mail these out personally to all your subscribers. They get
no, in. Actually, Ham, I have a huge hut here, and I feed snails, and they carry them. They carry them on their backs.
Okay. You are feisty today, Sophia. You are feisty. It's 9 in the morning, and you are on fire, okay? You're winning this battle of wits. I am down on the judges' cards. You're going to give Sam his first loss, and I appreciate what you're doing right now. I'm very excited. Katrina had brought you up about doing the show, and she wanted to bring up 5G. Yep. And we a lot of talk about 5G and the effects of 5G. Mm-hmm. And as we talk to Sophia, we're going to find out that it's more about not just 5G, because 5G is just what I'm told is a frequency, right? We're talking about basically what is the effect of electricity on the human body and the human race, and how as we've advanced, and I'm doing air quotes, advanced our society, yeah, and expanded our electrical grid, with that has come diseases, illnesses that we never really saw before the rollout of our electrical grids. Am I correct in that, Sophia?
Well, let me draw a parallel between the public back then, 1746, when people were playing around with electricity, and the public now. Everybody's excited about 5G. 5G isn't a frequency. 5G is a generation, another generation of data communicated through frequencies. Only this time they're going to use light as the medium. Before, 3G and 4G, which are really the ones that are in use still, those generations of wireless communication, they employ copper wires. The end transmission is wireless, but the basic network does use copper wires, which introduce what's called EMI, electromagnetic interference, a lot of distortion, a lot of harmonics, a lot of noise, and the speed of transmission through the wire is not fast. So what's the fastest thing we know of? Light, right? So when they use light as a medium, it's a very clean medium to transmit data on and through, and it produces no EMI. It's going to be totally clean, no distortion, no harmonics, no noise, and ultra fast. So everybody today is excited because they've been hyped up about download speeds. Today, if your computer balks and that little thing twirls, you get really impatient.
Yes, you're like, I can't get online. What's going on? Yes, 100%. We definitely see that is people get upset, impatient if it's not instantaneous.
Right. So now they've trained people. These are all conventions that they've created very slowly, and they've instilled them in us. People want to download a two-hour movie, not in 6 minutes, but in a few seconds, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so back then, 1746, they had this thing called a Leyden jar, and it was a glass flask, and it contained a water and a nail in the cork. Now, I'm simplifying this a lot, but when you rubbed this glass flask with your hands, it would build up static charge. And then if you touched the nail coming out of the cork, you would receive a shock that would literally throw you across the room. And the early scientists and physicists who were playing with this, Leyden is a town in Holland, I believe, and there was a professor there that was trying to store electricity in a bottle. So the Leyden jar is named after him. But this became a craze in the general European population. Scientists were warning against the bodily harm of playing with the Leyden jar, experimenting with it. They even wrote, "Electricity is not to be inflicted on the living." But the public absolutely loved the demonstration of the Leyden jar. So the Leyden jar, when it was introduced into France, the public would line up, hundreds of people, and they would take each other by the hand. They'd make this human chain arranged in a circle. And then the man, Abbé Jean-Antoine Nollet, who brought the whole thing to France, would put himself at the end of the chain. And then the last person would take a hold of the bottle, and then you'd get this electric shock that was transmitted through 100 people.
Wow.
And they became maniacs. Everybody was asking everybody, have you had the experience of the electric shock? People paid for this.
Everybody's into some weird stuff, huh, Sophia? I mean, that sounds like some real, like, weird stuff.
But this was how they all got introduced to electricity. And then they wanted
passing through.
They wanted to be electrified. And today we would think that's crazy. Why would people want to be electrified? It's the same with X-rays. When the X-ray was invented, people had X-ray machines. Everybody who could afford one had one. You had them in shoe stores. They were X-raying your feet to make sure that your shoes fit properly. You had them at state fairs. You had them at parties where people would get an X-ray machine and then everybody would have their X-ray taken and then a psychic would sit down and look at the spooky film and do a psychic reading on you.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, like, that's kind of like what we saw with, like, drugs, cigarettes. Like, everybody was doing drugs. Everybody was like, hey, it's like, hey, dude, well, I'm going to go to work. I'll just do a little cocaine, and then we'll go to work. And, you know, oh, hey, you're five. You should start smoking cigarettes. You know, doctors say they're good for you.
Oh, yeah, they used to say that. They were good for you. Yeah. You used to do it on the airplane. No one gave a fuck about secondhand cancer. I guess that's your fault for being
when
here.
When we used to fly, I'm dating myself, but we used to fly, there was a smoking section on the plane. And there was no wall separating the non-smoking from the smoking. And we're like, oh, you got to sit in the smoking section. I'm back here safe in the non-smoking section.
In the tube.
And we just we tend to just trust science.
Mm-hmm.
Science, in a weird way, has become the new religion.
Yes.
Where we just trust anything scientists say because they're scientists. And at the end of the day, you know, human beings are trustworthy people. They mean well. Right, Sophia? I mean, we just kind of trust that these people have our best interests.
Human beings are trusting people.
Yes.
And many of them, the ones in control, are not trustworthy, right?
Of course, mm-hmm. Yes. That they take advantage of us.
Right. Yep. So in this new electrical craze, back in the 1700s and now we're into the 1800s, people started to have a new condition called, they called it weak nerves. What do you think that would be, weak nerves?
Weak nerves. Anxiety?
Anxiety, a feeling of stress.
Oh.
And then yeah.
Of, you know, general things started to happen. Headaches people would have. They'd have ringing in the ears. They'd have these symptoms that were then related to technologies that were being used. Because, for instance, telegraph operators, this was called telegraphic sickness. They had heart palpitations, dizziness, weakened eyesight, exhaustion, memory loss. And one of them wrote in 1905, "Our nerves are shattered. The feeling of health has given way to a morbid weakness, mental depression, a leaden exhaustion. Hanging always between sickness and health, we are no longer whole." And he even said, "Has the release of electrical power created a danger for the health of the human race?" This was the beginning of the 1900s. And so telephone operators were falling, you know, under these kinds of symptoms, these weak nerves and general, you know, degeneration of most of their metabolism. And it also happened that the people who traveled the trains, they were starting to have the same thing. It was called neurasthenia. And they were, the telegraph lines were strung along the railroad tracks and the metal tracks, and remember, people had shoes on that were leather, which conducted. So everybody who worked the trains, who sat and traveled in a train, got very sick afterwards. So now it's very interesting because there was a psychiatrist in Vienna in the late 1800s who was looking for the physical cause of this disease that they called neurasthenia, and he didn't find one. And so he decided it was a mental illness. And that decision changed our world forever. The name of that Viennese doctor was Sigmund Freud.
Oh, man. And all comes around.
Right. And because of Freud, this neurasthenia, which is still the most common illness that we have today, is accepted as a normal part of the human condition, and they don't look for external causes. And today we have environmental illness, which has the same symptoms as this neurasthenia, this mental illness. And they're putting people on Xanax, Prozac.
Oh, man.
And they're calling it anxiety, right?
So
the symptoms of what we call in psychiatry anxiety neurosis are a direct match to electrical illness.
Hmm. Oh my, you know, man, and it's what I find very interesting is, you know, the more and more I do this show, the more and more I think how much the very rich people in this country are like 2-3 steps ahead of us in terms of knowing exactly what the effects of something is, and almost that is their desired result, so now they can make money on this other thing. So, you know, it's like we see, like, they've called anxiety, which, according to your research, is caused through, like, the electricity effect on us, and now the big pharmaceutical companies can make money off of dealing with that, while they probably own the power lines as well. So they're getting money on all parts of this. It's almost what the drug war is, where it's like the people shipping in the drugs are the ones selling the drugs, are the ones who are enforcing drug laws, who are the ones who are making money off of people going to jail. Like, they're getting paid on each moment of this thing. And that sounds like what electricity is going on. The people who basically gave us the access to electricity are they also the ones who are probably making money off treating the results of the effects of electricity on us. What do you think of that, Sophia?
Well, sure. Now, you know how people grumble and complain about the way that cell towers look? The average person doesn't want a cell tower near their house because it's ugly. They don't even care or know a thing about the wireless transmission. So far, electricity that we've discussed has been wired. And if you want to see ugly, look at early pictures of New York City and London and the big major cities of the world when they got telegraph and telephone. I mean, these lines, these wires, you couldn't even see the sky because there was this crazy maze of wires out of everybody's window.
Oh, yeah, I never thought about that. That is crazy, man, how much wiring there was. And, you know, there was no, like, things we take for granted, so like true. AirDrop it's on so your iPhone. Like, oh, I'm just going to AirDrop it to my, and you're like, oh, yeah, I just AirDropped it. And you don't think anything of it. And, like, how insane that is to physically take this to there, to something in just the air. It's got to just affect, wow, look at that. That's,
look at those
wires. Crazy. Oh, my God.
Wow. Looks like a web, like a big spider got in there. It looked like a spider got in there and fucked everything up.
Wow, Sophia. That's amazing.
That's insane.
And then what's really crazy is how, like, that picture, I think if everybody saw that picture, they would be blown away by what you're saying. It is. It's exact. He's right. It's like, actually, he's right. It looks like a spider web.
Mm-hmm. Where are the birds at?
Where are the birds at?
If a bird's drunk, he's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, birds don't drink. So they're all sober. But the point is like, yeah, I never realized that. And I think that's very interesting that pictures like that aren't really generally known. Like, you'd think that picture would be... Everybody, oh yeah, the old wire picture of London. No, nobody knows that, probably because that was hidden from us or made hard to really find. Wow, Sophia, that's amazing. Look at that.
Yeah, but the fact that we don't have any of those nowadays is even scarier.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Because
everything's wireless.
Yeah, the actual physical cables are no longer there, but the effects of the physical cables are in fact here. Wow, Sophia, that's crazy.
Like, at least you're around that.
Now, remember that is the wired electricity, and now we're talking about wireless. There are lots of cables bundled together that are running underground today, but the end transmissions are becoming more and more wireless. Now, let me tell you another fact in history. We've heard about the Spanish flu.
Spanish
that hit at the beginning of the 1900s. Well, it didn't come from Spain, by the way, the Spanish flu. What happened at the same time we saw this disease called Spanish flu hitting the whole world? What was happening was that long-range radio transmitters were being installed in every country because they kept the big powers of the world wars, both of them, in touch with their colonies and their navies. And these long-range transmitters were messaging across the oceans, okay? So they had 500 kilowatt arcs, high-speed alternators, and they began to be able to transmit not just, you know, dots and dashes, but the human voice.
Oh, so yeah.
With the installation of these enormous transmitters, we got this illness, which was termed Spanish flu. And everywhere the radio transmissions were set up in the world, you got people dropping like flies from the Spanish flu.
Wow. And again, here we see this very powerful group of people who control the message, who get out in front of the message, and in fact have labeled it a flu, meaning it's something you could either get from nature or animals or something like that. And because we're trustworthy people, we take these scientists and these doctors' words for it. And instead, it's really something that this new technology is causing to us that isn't natural to the human body.
You have to remember that the word flu doesn't mean anything, really. It's just a catch-all term, an umbrella term for symptoms of discomfort in the body that can range from very mild to very, very severe. You have seen, no doubt, as a warning that accompanies a lot of different medications and a lot of different, you know, situations, flu-like symptoms, right? Flu-like symptoms.
Yeah.
Well, what are symptoms of flu? They are fever, they are respiratory issues, fatigue, sometimes vomiting, sometimes diarrhea, coughing. Your immune system, your TH1, your gateway, your portal immune system is acting up. And your body is running a fever in order to combat any kind of internal issues that are happening. So flu-like symptoms can be generated by anything. It doesn't mean you caught a bug. It means your body has a systemic inflammatory condition that has started, because that is the body's way of trying to put things right. Inflammation accompanies injury, and you have been injured in some systemic way. And that's what electricity causes. It causes flu.
Oh, so it's very interesting what you're saying. It's very interesting, Sophia, because what I feel what you're saying is, when I see these commercials on television about if you're experiencing this, and they literally do a spectrum of stuff. It's like why they tell you don't go on WebMD and try to diagnose yourself, because you'll probably come out with, like, you have, like, AIDS cancer. Like, it's like
the worst combo, right? Yeah.
It's like you try to – I mean, they're basically what those commercials is – well, I have an opinion on why there's a big pharmaceutical commercial.
Well, they did that to my homie the other day. He went to the doctor, and he came back with an MD printout. They literally – the doctor was just like – basically, it was like, just do what the internet says. It's like, then why the fuck did I come
here? Doctors don't know anything. That's the scary thing, and people trust them.
We've had some past guests come on talk about the what they're doing to the
doctor. They're good for trauma, and that's it.
Well, they're also trying to get rid of doctors and have you go to nurses so that they can tell the nurses what to give you, instead of having a doctor going, I don't try this. But the point of what I was trying to make is that they make those commercials, the symptoms, or if you're experiencing this wide drive-by shooting of what you might be feeling, this would be the drug for you, which is what they're doing with the flu. The flu is basically, according to Sophia, that it's such a wide range of stuff. It covers everything, that everybody blames it on the flu when it could be you're just next to too much electricity.
Yeah.
Correct, Sophia?
Yeah, or it could be anything. So let me give you a personal example. I had a flood in my house several years ago, and they had to break open a wall to get at the pipe. And they had to tear out some stuff, some built-ins, and they ran blowers in my house for the weekend. And immediately I got a horrible flu. I actually broke out in a rash, and I had the worst flu I had had in years. And I'm thinking, well, it was December, so I thought, oh, I must have caught the flu. This was before I knew better. So I'm also surprised that I have this rash. And there's this smell in my house while these blowers are running. And I'm thinking, I know this smell. What is it? But I couldn't identify it. I figured it out. I put the dots together years later when I interviewed a biologist by the name of Larry Gust, a building biologist. And he started to talk about how formaldehyde gas is trapped in the walls of many houses. So when they broke my walls open, they released this enormous deluge of formaldehyde gas, which was the smell I recognized from ninth grade biology, right? When we were dissecting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I reacted to it with the flu. I even had a rash. It was a very toxic substance that flooded my home that I was sleeping in, unbeknownst to me.
Very
so that
interesting.
Was the cause of my flu, not because it was December and cold outside.
Very interesting. This is really amazing. It's wow. That is like I never thought. Now I'm just thinking of all the electricity in my house. Like there's just everywhere there's electricity.
Yeah. Yeah. Can I ask her something?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Sophia.
You're on the podcast. You're allowed to ask questions.
I know. Okay. So what are your thoughts on the fact that like vaccines are being hard pushed so hard right now while they're rolling out 5G and all of this stuff? Because those contains a lot of chemicals, aluminum, mercury. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a synergy of stresses and toxins that they have deployed, and they did this already. Back when vaccines first came out, big time, in the 50s and early 60s, they were doing a lot of nuclear testing, the Nevada testing, and this fallout would blow all over the country. And testing was being done all over the world. And they were actually shipping vaccine lots in tandem with where nuclear testing was being done. Hmm. So what they were doing was they were double whammying people. The nuclear radiation was creating one enormous wallop to the immune system, and then they would rush to vaccinate them. And this is how they really damage the immunity of a generation of people.
Yeah.
Which is why you're seeing all these neuromuscular diseases now that suddenly showed up when those people got to be in their 20s, 30s, 40s. You're seeing, you know, all these degenerative diseases have to do with the dovetailing of these toxins, these waves of toxins that they unleash. So when 5G arrives, full time, it's being installed, the hardware, the infrastructure is being put in now. But when 5G arrives, I bet you they're going to blame the damage that it does to human health on nuclear radiation, because at the same time, they're starting this debate about all of our nuclear plants, our ailing, failing nuclear plants, and they're burying nuclear waste as they have at San Onofre here in Southern California. They've put these canisters, these enormous canisters that are each the equivalent of like 70 warheads. They buried them on the beach, under the sand, 100 feet from the water line.
Oh, my God. And do they know these effects before they do this, or these effects happen, then they scramble to, in fact, come up with another explanation that isn't their results?
Well, they're always confusing us. Mm-hmm. They're blaming one thing on another, and it's not the real source. Like, they will possibly tell us it's just a theory. This is why my newsletter is subtitled Personal Opinions, Not Options, of Sophia Smallstorm. So, but it is an option. They may tell us at their option that when we all get sick from 5G, from these very, very, very high oscillations that we've never seen before, and I'm going to give you a little explanation about the way that waves oscillate. So when we get really sick from that and people start having reactions that are similar to those of nuclear radiation, which cooks tissue, I mean, these oscillations are so fast, they're approaching the ionizing thermal radiation. Yep. That's the kind that you have in x-rays and nuclear events. And people are going to suffer damage. There's no doubt about it. And then they will say, oh, the Fukushima radiation finally reached us. Or, oh, it's that Indian Point nuclear plant. Or it's San Onofre. Oh, the canister.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to blame it on, that Japanese nuclear plant. You already see them starting to do it. You already say, oh, California's starting to feel the effects of that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, the wave spectrum starts with very low oscillations, and we call these the Earth's natural radiation, the Schumann resonances, from 0 to 40 hertz. That's what we're acclimated to, and it's theorized that those electromagnetic waves that we live in, that we're adjusted to, that everything alive is adjusted to, they originate from lightning striking the Earth, which happens about I don't know, 200 times a second, somewhere, everywhere. There's some lightning bolt, and that creates a mild electron flow through the surface of the Earth, which is conductive, mainly silica, water, minerals, that kind of thing. And so we are accustomed to that. Our brain runs within a more narrow band, 7 to 12 hertz. And now you've got a phone and you've got wires in your house. Those are wired at 50 to 60 hertz. That's more than the 7 to 12 that we're used to.
Oh my God.
Your phone is running in the billions of hertz. Wi-Fi is 2.4 billion. Oh,
that means that right now.
I got to get off this phone.
It's the Wi-Fi, yeah.
You got two, Sam.
I got rid of two.
Oscillations per second. So if your body is used to 7 or 8 or 12 oscillations of a wave per second, what is it going to do when you sit there slammed with a router at your feet or behind your computer that is belching out 2.4 billion oscillations per second?
Oh, man.
Are we going to see this and like it affect animals first?
No, I mean, when this rules out, it's going to hit us.
It's going to hit everything. All
it's
living life, plants,
personality.
Anything.
Because they were saying that bees were already getting affected by the wireless and stuff. So I can already imagine how it's going to get if this 5G 100 times more.
It does. Yeah. But the thing is, people are such sheeple that nobody's even going to connect the dots. That's the scariest part, I feel like, about all this, you know?
Yeah. It's changed personalities, Sophia?
Of course. Yes, it's given you a very reactive, and people today are not the same as they were 1,000 years ago. They're not mellow. Listen to me shrieking in the background while you guys are talking about what's going to happen, and here I am shrieking, it's happening, it's happening.
Oh, man. The biggest reservation I've had about talking about this subject, and we've been asked to do this subject for a very long time, is what do we do? How do we deal with the effects of this? Because Sophia, without getting too much into our personal conversation, has made some personal life decisions that afford her this certain lifestyle that she's chosen and she certainly enjoys. And then there's people who are super wired in, like, what do we do? I don't know what the answer to how we deal with what's about to come out.
How we protect ourselves.
How do we protect ourselves? Do we want to protect ourselves?
Well, let me make some points here. You have 75 to 100 trillion cells. And they're all being affected by this electricity, whether it's wireless or it's wired. They're all, the damage that's done to your cells is piling up. By the time you're in your 40s and 50s, you're going to really start noticing this, especially if you've been using cell phone on a daily basis, wireless.
Yeah, stick a fork
in it. I was one of those people that shunned modern things like cell phones, smartphones. I only got them when I absolutely had to. And right now my cell phone is turned off and it's sitting in the car, in the garage, in a shielding case. Oh, and that's where it is. I might make one call every 4 months. I only use it if I'm on my way somewhere and I'm going to be late. I have to worry about charging the battery because I don't want to be stuck with an emergency with no battery in my phone. And that's my greatest risk, using that phone. So everything in my house is wired. That's how I've chosen it to be. And I do not use the computer at night. I barely burn any light bulbs at night, and they're all incandescent or halogen. They're not this blue light.
The LEDs,
There are many reasons to make these kinds of decisions, but I'm older than you guys, and I'm already feeling and have been feeling the effects of electricity and other stressors on my body. I have a finely tuned body, and I can tell. If I'm near somebody using a cell phone, I get a mild headache, and I have to move away. I'm constantly running away from people when I'm out and about. because I don't want to be near these waves. Now, here's something to remember. When you are moving, mobile, the waves are not able to do the kind of damage that they do to your cells when you're sitting and sleeping. Mm-hmm. When you sit at a desk or when you use a laptop sitting down and it's radiating wireless signals into your body and you're not moving around and away from it, you are in worse trouble than you are.
I've just wrecked my body. I've just like wrecked my body. I mean, like, ah, wow. These are one of those shows where you're like, okay, life changes need to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
You've heard of that city, right? Or that town where they're not allowed to have any wireless. And it's,
where is that town? And when can I move there? Where is
it? Let me look it up.
West Virginia.
Yeah, see? No Wi-Fi. That's like everybody that has that feeling like she does. You got to move there
fast.
Yeah. There's no
there is supposedly a space telescope there, or there is a something receiving radio signals from space. I shouldn't have said telescope, but they want it to be free of all radio noise or signal. So they're within a 10-mile radius of Green Bank, West Virginia. There is no signal. No, and this is where all the electromagnetically sensitive people go. Now, I want to tell you guys something. You're sitting there going, oh, we're going to have to get rid of this. Oh, what are we going to do? Should we do anything? Electrosensitivity is something everybody has. Electro-hypersensitivity is something more and more people are developing, and it can happen to anyone. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. I have a friend who was kind of sympathizing that I, Sophia, had electrosensitivity and that I did not like to be around people with cell phones because I could physically feel it. I would get a headache and worse. And I asked her how was it that she could use Wi-Fi and not be bothered by it, because she did say, oh, I don't use my cell phone very much because I know it's not good for me. I said, yeah, but right now you're talking to me on Skype on a Wi-Fi computer. And she said, oh, it doesn't bother me. Well, I'm telling you something. 2 years later, she was stricken with the flu. Didn't know where it came from. And the flu hit her. It flattened her. Every month, she would recover and not recover quite.
Oh, my God.
The flu again. So 3 or 4 bouts of this flu, and this was, of course, December, January, February, March, and then boom. Electro-hypersensitivity like you cannot imagine. Now this person cannot even go in a store for 10 minutes without becoming dizzy and feeling like she's going to faint and having her heart pound.
It's intense.
Oh, my God.
That's intense.
Oh, my God.
The fact is, it can happen to anyone at any time. And it's best to guard against, don't overuse this technology. Yes, it has its benefits. Yes, if I get a flat tire in the middle of wherever and I don't put on my lousy little donut that is in my car, I can use my cell phone to call AAA, right?
Wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But to carry your phone constantly.
And people keep it in their pockets in direct contact with your body. Stop. You can't do that.
I know.
It needs to be in airplane mode. Unplug your Wi-Fi router at night. Nobody needs Wi-Fi at night. Nobody needs your cell phone on at nighttime.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I keep them right next to me.
Dude, that's the worst.
I get an apartment
that's the
far
worst.
Away that has all the Wi-Fi, and I go there when I need to use the Wi-Fi, and I come home.
Yeah.
No Wi-Fi. No television? No nothing. I mean, I don't even like TV anymore.
I don't watch TV. I grew up with that one. Don't use it.
Okay, so now everybody's getting electric cars.
And those are different in that the electric fields and electromagnetic fields, wherever current is, wherever electrons are, there's an electric field. Wherever current runs, there's an electromagnetic field. And those in and of themselves, they're measured in Gauss and milligauss. They're all different measurements. We have Hertz. It all depends on who invented or who examined this aspect of electricity. But I want to tell you something, because this is interesting and it will help you understand the concept. So in nature, there's ionizing radiation, right? There's uranium, there's thorium, strontium, all these very, very reactive elements that are constantly throwing off particles and causing harm to biological substances like tissue. Radioactivity hurts tissue. It heats it, it cooks it, it burns it. And then we have these very low frequencies, the Earth's natural frequencies, the Schumann resonances. So that's the wave spectrum. And you can look it up, the electromagnetic spectrum. You can see it on Wikipedia. And there's a part that we're very accustomed to. It's called light, visible light. Visible light helps us orient. So our body has developed eyes, and we can actually use visible light, and it doesn't harm us because we require it. We require it to navigate, right? So apart from the natural part, 0 to 40 hertz, the Earth's natural electromagnetic field, visible light, the rest of the spectrum is empty. The very dangerous top end, uranium, all the radioactive material, the elements, where are they on the Earth? They are buried in rocks. They are deep inside rock where biology can't go. That's how nature has protected us, right?
Wow.
So what has man done? Man has dibbled and dabbled and developed ways to use and exploit the wave spectrum to create man-made frequencies that carry data. Man-made frequencies that can look into your body and do diagnostics. And these frequencies, we are not accustomed to. We cannot deal with them. We have not adapted to them. Man. So when man went into rocks and mined and pulled out these radioactive things like uranium and made bombs and stuff out of them, he liberated these dangerous substances from where nature had safely put them.
Wow. I mean, it's just, happy holidays, everybody. It's
insane.
It's these lizard people, right? It's the lizard people. I mean, I'm not, no. I know it's, people think I'm joking, but it's this group
is.
Of like, just
high elites, yes.
High elite with reptilian brains that are just don't care. They want mass extinction. They think there's too many of us, and they're just doing whatever they can to thin the herd.
Mm-hmm. No, Ham, it's you.
Okay, I'm trying.
That's been buying and using Wi-Fi and laptops and whatnot. We supported this. You know, we wouldn't have 5G if people hadn't supported 3G and 4G.
It's very true.
Okay.
It's very true. I do have another question for her,
though. You can ask all the questions you want because I'm in shell shock now.
So what are your thoughts, Sophia, on... like the correlation between, like I said, the vaccines, the 5G, the chemtrails, a.k.a. the stratospheric aerosol injections into the sky. And another huge thing that I feel like a lot of people don't talk about because nobody really wants to talk about is diet. Like, because we're shoved in our faces, like McDonald's, this, all this fast food, all this GMO stuff. Like, I mean, what are your thoughts on the correlation with diet, the vaccine, the poor diet, the vaccines, the chemtrails, and all this new frequency? I mean, do you feel like they're all being pushed on us to slowly depopulate human race? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
We're in a vortex where these things are upon us, and they're pressing us, and stressing us into a tolerance that's almost impossible to keep. I mean, everybody is starting to fail. Degenerative disease is happening to everybody. Gut microbiome is what you're talking about when you refer to diet.
Yep,
and I just
exactly.
watched the absolutely fascinating 9-episode series Interconnected, which I personally bought. They had a replay weekend just this past weekend, but it is fascinating to know how the biome works and how intelligent it is. So yes, you have a quadrillion organisms living inside you that really conduct your health. They are the main mm-hmm. brain of regulating your health. And they are getting affected by all these frequencies and these chemicals and everything.
GMOs, the vaccines
that,
yes.
that are submitted, injected into us internally and work their way right into our bloodstream. So we have the right to say no. And if you study corporatism, you understand that it is through your consent that they do these things to you. Now, I'll give you an example. I have a friend who has a couple of rental units, and whoever her internet provider was sent her a letter and said, do you want 4G or 5G? I already told her about 5G, but of course it went in one ear and out the other. And in parentheses after 5G, they wrote faster. You want 4G or 5G?
Yep.
Faster.
It's the brainwash.
And she told me she checked faster. And I shook my head and I said, you just screwed yourself. Now you asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any health effects that are suffered by your tenants or yourself under the barrage of 5G that you signed up for is your problem. It's not their problem.
Yeah.
So we are 5G, I want to make clear, it's not just about speed. They're selling it to us on the strength of the speed.
As it being faster, yep.
But 5G is going to give them the perfect window, the real-time window into our lives, because there won't be any lag time.
Yep.
5G in their surveillance modalities will feed them in their ivory towers. Now we're talking about the elites. Exactly what's happening to us at every millisecond. They will be able to watch our lives going on through their data feedback.
Mm-hmm.
It's that fast. That's the point of 5G.
Via smart meters too, right?
Meters, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have radio antennas on the water meters. And when I had an argument with the field services supervisor here for the water company, I said, why? I don't want to have this. And he said, look, you can go online and check your water usage. I said, I know my water usage. I lived here for years. I know how much water I use and it doesn't deviate. Why should I check it? And what I told him, what it's really about is, it's about the water district, which will then parlay the data to others. The water district wants to know when my toilet flushes. It will know from the volume of water used that that's a toilet flushing. Another volume will tell that this is a shower. And then there will be a little dribble when you turn on the faucet. And they will be able to say, oh, this person washes her hands after she uses the toilet, right?
Oh, man.
It's
They're going to know everything.
It's control.
It's like all this data for what?
To control.
Okay. Now, I'm going to have... Has any of you watched HGTV?
Oh, no. There's H... Well, can I ask something real quick? I was told that Japan has 10G.
I don't know about Japan, but hold your horses. We don't even have 5G yet, really. So I'm going to talk about HGTV.
Oh, HG. Okay. Yeah, I thought you said 8G, and I'm like, oh, it's over.
No, HGTV.
Yeah.
If you have watched the cable channel that is about home improvement, it is like a broken record. Everybody on every show. Oh, open floor plan. Oh, lots of light. Oh, stainless steel appliances.
It's just,
granite countertops.
Yep.
Oh, I love all the hardwood floors, the shiny floors. Okay, what is that all about?
What is that all about?
It's about they're changing the model of the living space. They want flow. They want continuity. I want to be able to cook in my kitchen and entertain my guests. In the old days, you had separating walls to keep heat in rooms and for privacy. Now they want these open floor plans with tons of reflective surfaces and no walls, because that's how their little cameras built into all of your TVs and computers and whatnot will be able to clearly and easily spy on you. And with all those reflective surfaces, it will give light.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I worked in new home construction for a year, and literally all of the floor plans, huge windows. Everybody wants open. Just like she said, when you're cooking, you want to entertain your guests.
Right.
It's all of the floor plans are like that. That's and new home construction is taking over everything. So these are all going to be knock down the old houses and put in with the new.
Oh my
God. So it's like it all goes hand in hand together.
We just want to just off ourselves.
Yeah.
We want to become objects for those voyeurs who are then going to exploit our biology to serve their technology.
Yep.
Exactly. And I can get into this in another show because we're coming up on an hour now.
Yes, we are. We are. I get it. Man. So we'll do this on another episode. Oh, man. Very interesting. This, I got to be honest with you, this is a big reason why I was very hesitant to do this episode because I could talk about the Clintons, I could talk about, you know, JFK and all this stuff, but when I talked about, when I knew that we were going to do a 5G, I knew that I was going to come from it going, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
What the fuck?
My show, in which has blessingly gotten traction from everybody, from a lot of people, you know, is... needs this to thrive. I can't do a podcast on snail mail.
You can use wired hardware to do your podcast and encourage your listeners to do the same. Use wired whenever possible. Mm-hmm. And the thing is this, with 5G, you're going to have some device in your house that picks up the transmissions from the pole outside your house. And by the way, in the city of Fullerton, which is a template city for wireless technologies, I watched a city council member tell the listening audience that everybody has to sign up for their 5G service right away, because otherwise you might have to share a pole with your neighbor. Right? So they tell you we have a shortage, just like they do with the flu vaccine to the seniors every winter. We have a shortage. Hurry up to Rite Aid and get your flu vaccine because you might not have, you know, a chance. All right. So don't get the thingamabob for inside your house that relays the 5G and turns it into Y-gig or Wi-Fi or whatever.
Yeah, the Y-gig is really scary.
Yeah. So you can refuse to use it. And if enough people refuse to use it, it doesn't go through. It doesn't go very far. It's very short range, and it's blocked by trees. And by the way, they're starting to hack down all the trees.
They are cutting down all the trees. Like in L.A., it's like shade is – and I'm sure Vegas is like this too. Yeah. Shade is king. It's, it's like – and you see them cutting down a tree. I'm like, why are you getting rid of the shade? Now I get it, man. And what I don't understand is these people who think they're a part of the elites, like – you're rich. You're not wealthy, right? Yeah, wealth, the inherited wealth, the old generational wealth is one thing. And then this new wealth, you think you're part of it. You are not part of it. And these decisions, when you see this guy, I forget what his name is, who just shoved 5G technology through without a hearings, without anything. Like, I don't know what he thinks he's doing or where he thinks he's going to be when the effects all come out. It's an old guy with
glasses. Are you talking about Tom Wheeler?
Maybe that's, I don't know, this old dude who's like the face of pushing 5G.
Yeah, yeah, that's Tom Wheeler.
You know, it's like, hey, dude, I don't know what you think you're doing. Yeah. Like, if you think this is not going to affect you.
Yeah,
but then again, I realize he's, that guy, Tom Wheeler.
Yeah, Tom Wheeler.
There will be a time when we will talk about how Tom Wheeler.
He's pushing it so
hard. Is not a good human being.
He was the biggest lobbyist, the chairman on the lobbyist. Like,
well, I mean, like we just did a show with Ole Demigard, and he was telling us about the guy who came out with the vaccines that put the vaccines into his grandchildren, and they died like a week later. Or one died and the other one had polio for the rest of their life and never walked right.
Yeah, I know.
The psychopath that does that to his own kids. That's what we're dealing with right here. Yeah. Like, pure psychopath. Mm-hmm. Tom Wheeler is a psychopath.
Yeah.
And he does not care because all he wants is all the money.
Yeah, and it's a race. Every country is in a race to get there. That's the thing. Like,
Because they want to thin the herd, because these people at the top don't think they're going to be affected by it. And what they don't realize is that the 13 families of lizard people don't care. And yes, we are the ones asking for this technology. Ham is not trying to say that, okay, that we're not. But these people who are selling us out, like we see in Washington, D.C., the level of Benedict Arnold out there selling out their own for a dollar. Yeah. These people going on television and telling us about how Iran is like threatening our oil lines, which we know they're not. And they say it with a straight face because a check has come along with lying to that. There's a special place for that, man. And it's just like what we're seeing right now is this very powerful group of people giving us what we want. We are the crackheads. We want our crack. Yeah. And they're gleefully giving it to us without realizing that it's going to affect them as well. The crack dealer lives in the neighborhood. He sees what he's doing when he's selling the crack, and he doesn't care because he wants his money.
Yep.
Well, Sophia, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I would urge people, if you really want to start helping yourself, you can go to my store, avatarproducts.com, and you can start taking iodine, magnesium, using a topical magnesium gel or cream, or using it as deodorant. These are simple, small baby steps to put your cells in a position where they can handle stress and load and toxin better than they are right now. And it's not expensive. So there's more and more that I can share with you over the months. I can tell you why the elites are not afraid of this stuff, or at least my opinion as to why.
I appreciate
But not in today's show, which you were so frightened of doing because it wasn't about the Clintons.
Sophia, you are just lighting me up right now. I feel like we're in a rap battle, and I'm taking all the losses today. You have been wonderful. Thank you, Sophia, for coming on. We appreciate you, okay?
Yes, thanks for having me. And anytime you want, we can have a good chat on the phone.
For sure, Sophia. I got to lick my wounds right now, taking this beating, and we'll do it. Take care, everybody. Katrina, real quick, I wanted to talk to you about push all your stuff that you have, all your wonderful stuff going on.
Yeah. So I basically just have, I mean, like, okay, with Organite, like she said, it's not going to shield, but it's going to help. It's going to help.
You do you,
aid,
boo.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to help.
Everybody's got their opinions, and y'all
It's going to help aid in, like, the air quality of things. So it helps. The easiest way to describe it is it helps neutralize things. So they're not as harsh to your body.
I respect that.
They're not as harsh to your body.
I respect that. These will be all over my house.
Yeah, yeah, good.
And so give them your website again.
Yeah, you can either find it on my Instagram, at Katrina Franchina, or my Etsy crystal shop is Cats. Yeah, yeah, you can click the link in my bio where it says Shop Organite.
Do that right there.
Crystal shop.
And what is this 5G apocalypse thing? I see this doc.
Oh, that's a documentary that I keep in my bio for people to watch. I've watched it probably 10 times. It's very educational on 5G. And Tom Wheeler is the star in the documentary.
That guy is a scum bag.
Yeah.
Look at this. Well, I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed having you on. I enjoyed having our good friend Sophia Smallstorm on, even though she lit me up. It was fun. Final thoughts on anything, XG?
We're pretty much screwed. That's all I got.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was very hesitant in doing this episode. Not that I know. Like, I'm not afraid of the information. I just don't want people leaving here going to doom and gloom, which is kind of where I'm at right now. Aaron, your thoughts? I know I'm not going to play the music, but your thoughts? Okay, give you a second.
Sorry.
Aaron, thoughts. Hey, A-Ron! You done messed up, A-Ron! You done messed up! Aaron, thoughts?
I mean, according to all this, I would be the most mentally ill person, an unhealthy person.
Which seems to be completely who you are.
No.
Accurate?
No. So, I don't know. Have fun, guys.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed your holidays. This is a special one for you. I appreciate you guys coming on. I appreciate Katrina driving in to do the show. We will do another one.
I want to come back and do another one about...
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about veganism. Honestly.
Veganism. You are anti-vegetarian?
No. No,
you're vegan?
No, I'm vegan.
Oh, I want to do
no
that.
No meat, dairy, eggs. But it's a whole deep rabbit hole because the pharmaceutical companies control everything, including the meat and dairy industry.
Yes, of course.
I want to talk about that.
Look at that fridge.
Yeah.
That's your fridge.
That's all organic.
Now, are you just... Now, you're not even cooking either,
no,
are you?
No, I'm raw.
Yeah, my friend just did that.
That's
she came
here's
in.
Here's the thing. If you're eating raw, high-vibrating foods, you're going to vibrate higher, and it's going to be better for your cells. It's not going to impact your body as well. That's why diet is such a huge thing. Like, she's talking about the microbiome, our stomach, that controls everything. If you're feeding it cooked death, if your body is a graveyard, it's just going to help... Your cells are just going to be penetrated that much harder by everything.
Okay, we'll do it. I really want to.
I really want to do that.
I really, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll set it up in some either June or early July. We'll bang it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for all your support. The month of June is coming, and the guests just keep getting better and better, and it's all because you guys are passionate and our numbers are growing, and I can't thank you for that. Thank you for listening on your wireless. I appreciate that. And we will talk to you soon. Take care, everybody. Enjoy your holiday. Take care.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.